see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Monday, May 18th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Tucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to bring to your attention, many of you have heard me mention this before. You get up at a set time, your biological clock automatically wake up basically every day at the same time, even on Sunday mornings. You know, it's Saturday, you can sleep in on Saturday. Sunday, you want to get up and go to church, but you still get up early because your clock is just set. Are any of you guys like that? I am. Well, Sunday mornings, this radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, both websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, the dedicated website to this show, and the radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY.us, as well as the two phone apps. Tune in, capital T, capital I, one word. Search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice, dedicated to this show, or Simple Radio, the app for the radio station. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download that app and then search for the call letters, WCHY. For years now, we've been carrying a show on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. It's called The Frontline. Lot, F-L-O-T, Front Line of Troops, Rick Hughes Ministries. 10 biblical principles to allow God to solve your problems. Rebound, filling of the Holy Spirit, faith rest drill, grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, personal sense of destiny. Why are you on this earth? Personal love for God, a personal love for Him, His Son Jesus Christ, impersonal love for all of mankind, sharing the happiness of God, and the occupation, your job with Christ. God's problem-solving devices. It's actually a book. All you have to do is contact rickhughesministries.org is the website. send them an email. Rick@RickHughesMinistries.org. Mail them a letter. If you want to write a letter, P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. Or if you want to call them, 800-831-0718. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You want the book, God's Problem-Solving Devices. Short book, short read. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. And recommend that you get up early, cup of coffee, 7:30 to 8 on Sunday mornings on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Everyone has it. Radio station, the two websites, and the two phone apps. 7:30 to 8 on Sunday mornings. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number two, Monday, May 18th. Moving to Lansing, Michigan news, Michigan politics from Friday. after we went off the air at 12 noon, some of the things that they're doing in Lansing, some of the bills, some of the discussions they're having. Going to be a very interesting week when they get back, when they get back today. Kind of an interesting short little update. Michigan State University's Board of Trustees concerned that a frustrated president, Kevin Gus Vegetz, is on his way out of the door, voted in a very rare Sunday night meeting to offer to double his salary and heavily sanction trustees who speak out of turn. The move comes during a very tense meeting marked by accusations of censorship, governance failures, board dysfunction, arguments rarely seen in public since Gitsevich took over a little more than 2 years ago. The majority of the board, Chair Brianna Scott, Trustees Kelly Tabay, Sandy Pierce, Renee Jeffersons, and Rebecca Cook, supported the notion that Gitsevich is tiring of public criticism from the other trustees. Dennis Deno, Mike Balo, and Rima Vazar, about the secrecy of Spartan Ventures. This is the private pot of money that's being used to pay their athletes. Well, the policy change requires all trustees sign by the week's end a policy that requires them to only speak publicly through official channels or face losing committee assignments. Passes to athletic events and other perks that come with being a trustee. In a 5-3 vote, trustees approved changes to the board's ethics policies that supporters said were needed to improve governance standards and restore professionalism on the 8-member board. Opponents argued the revisions were rushed through without committee review and would in fact suppress dissenting voices on the board. Scott defended the changes as necessary after years of governance disputes and public infighting among the trustees. Public universities function best when there is trust, respect for the process, and a shared commitment to factual and informed decision making. We can't continue to operate under the previous ways of running our meetings. Scott said some trustees undermined the administration, interfered in personal matters, and spread misinformation to university stockholders. She referenced the leaking of an earlier draft of policy to the media before Sunday's meeting. Balo, Deno, and Vassar voted against the revisions, repeatedly criticizing both the process and the substance of the policies. Balo called the new policy an assault on the First Amendment rights of any person who's serving in any sort of elected capacity, and objected to the special Sunday night meeting and the lack of committee review before the vote. Vassar delivered the longest and most pointed criticism, accusing the university's leadership and fellow trustees of attempting to silence dissenting board members. She argued the revised policies would allow sanctions against trustees, publicly criticize the board's decisions or administrators, and claimed it disproportionately targeted the minority viewpoints of the board members. I won't vote for this, and I will not sign the document, Vassar said, relating Adder that she intended to pursue constitutional review of the policy with the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Michigan State trustees supporting the revisions argued the changes would not prevent debate or criticism during official board proceedings, but instead established a clear expectation for trustees' conduct. The third dissenting vote, Cook, said trustees still would be free to ask hard questions, challenge assumptions during meetings and committee sessions, but said repeated public disputes after board decisions were finalized had damaged the university's ability to move forward. Well, in the end, it was a 6-1 vote of the board approving a resolution that extended Gisevich's presidential contract, moving it from ending in 2029 to an extension March 4th of 2031, while increasing his annual base salary, listen to this, from $1.03 million to $2 million a year. Are you kidding me? Resolution also increased his deferred compensation package from $200,000 annually to $250,000. Pierce, who introduced the resolution, said trustees feared other universities were aggressively recruiting Gisevich and wanted to act quickly to keep him. We do know, however, that he is being aggressively pursued by other universities. We wanted to ensure that we retained Kevin Gisevich as the president of Michigan State University for the longest period of time possible. In closing, Pierce said the trustees intended to seek outside funding sources rather than using the university's general fund to cover the increased compensation, although she acknowledged no guarantees were yet in place. Well, Bailow voted against the resolution, saying he supported Gisevich but objected to the rush process, the lack of direct discussion with the president about the proposed compensation increases. Vassar abstained, arguing that the board lacked evidence of an outside offer and had failed to follow standard contract negotiation procedures. Well, chair of the board, Scott, said she strongly defended the compensation package and warned the university risked losing the president if the trustees failed to act. We have the possibility of losing the best president in this state and possibly even the country. Well, the meeting adjourned late Sunday night. Pretty interesting, a Sunday night meeting with the Michigan State Board of Trustees. Well, one of the things that you have to look at, former professors' lawsuits, and this is part of the situations going on at Michigan State University. Michigan's Supreme Court on Friday declined to give an opinion on whether a husband and wife's lawsuit alleging Michigan State University fraudulently misrepresented its liability for a now defunct law school. court's order said it was not persuaded that the question presented should be reviewed by the Michigan Supreme Court, which means the lower court's ruling allowing Amy McCormick and her husband Robert McCormick lawsuit to proceed and go forward stands. Justice Brian Zara, the lone Republican nominee justice on the bench, dissented, held that McCormick couple failed to comply with the notice requirements in the Court of Claims Act. The couple were former tenured law professors at the Michigan State University College of Law. They sued the university back in 2022 for not honoring their 2013 benefit agreement, which was actually between the now defunct Detroit College of Law, which ceased to exist when it merged with Michigan State University back in 2020. The couple alleged that Michigan State University fraudulently concealed their responsibility by advising them that their complaint was against Detroit College of Law. But they learned during the lawsuit against DCL that Michigan State University took over any and all liabilities from Detroit College of Law. That revelation led the couple to refile their lawsuit against Michigan State University back in September of 2022. Michigan State's attorney told the Supreme Court back in January that the lawsuit was filed outside the one-year statutory time limits. Well, their attorney argued the suit was filed as soon as the couple learned that Michigan State University was actually liable for all of the Detroit College Law's liabilities. Justice Richard Bernstein concurred in the denial, believing that the fraudulent concealment exception of Michigan Compiled Law 600.5855 stopped the one-year notice period for the McCormick's claims. He said that conclusion is faithful to statutory schemes, but is not inconsistent with our decision. Our decision fulfills the legislature's intent to provide claimants whose claims were concealed by deceitful defendants the ability to litigate their otherwise justifiable claims. So it's going to be a very interesting case as it now moves forward. And this, again, just another example of poor leadership by the president at the time back in 2022. New president, the Board of Trustees want to extend and keep him through 2031 because of problems just like this. Omni Hour News Break, hour number two, we'll be right back.